That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seats with 50 as a pop of kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, cause Doug loves movies.
Everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
I knew that was going to be tight. There was even a little Jersey Boys lilt at the end. We're coming to you once again. I don't know how many times we've been here now. I'm sure somebody in the audience knows. Probably four or five. From the Helium Comedy Club, and it's a you-know-what in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania! Pennsylvania, I say. That's what I say. And, you know, it's weird. Like, normally you don't, when you're visiting a town, you'd like to have their finest weather. But there's something about, for once, like, usually when I do a show on June 27th, which I believe this is, 2015, but usually a show on June 27th, the outdoors is going to be nice and warm, and people are going to want to hang out outside, but the fucking weather here right now is, like, not only raining, but it's a little chilly. Not a lot chilly. Like, there's still dudes walking around with shorts on in the rain, but I still don't feel so bad about making you guys come into the basement for a show. Because you're not going to be outside right now. It's stupid weather. But, oh, I should mention to the Helium, like, somebody tweeted me that it's too hot in here. So if you could fix that, that'd be great. And if you don't fix it, we're just going to continue anyway. Feels all right to me so far. Let me see your name tags, Philly. I know you brought some good ones. No Courtney for Old Men. Reservoir David. Alice in Wonderland. Your name is Alice? Alice and one Dylan. Okay. That sounds like you got some interesting plans for Alice. Leon name? It's Terminator. Or no. Oh, it's... What is it? Reanimator, and you put Lee at the front. Lee Animator, okay. I get it. Then next to you, two people who didn't bother. I love when front row seats don't even have a name tag. That's an extra level of dedication. Kung Fu double feature, but what's your name?
Kung Fu Amanda.
Kung Fu Amanda and Kung Fu Amanda 2? What's this cat's eye? What's that about? Your name is Kat? Catherine? Katrina? Oh, good for you. 50 Shades of Shara? I'm sorry, 50 Shades of Sarah? There's a couple of blinking ones out there that they just look like Christmas has come early. Because I can't read what's on the sign. I see some donuts. We know what we know what's going to happen if the donuts get picked. But as always, thank you guys for bringing those. As always, I have nothing to do with the name tag selection. People send me their name tags on Twitter and go, please pick this one. And I write back, I don't have a part of that process. My guests get to pick whoever they want to play for. And my guests are weird. Denver, Colorado, come hang out with me Friday night, July 3rd, at the Alamo Draft House in Littleton, Colorado, for a pre-party followed by a screening of Chronicon Episode 420, A New Dope. Everyone else can get it on VOD.
Oh, shit.
Drop some of my games. You don't want to drop your games, everybody. Or any of it. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to start over. Hey, 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 everybody. Douglas, yeah, I was kidding about starting over, but thank you for your participation. But before July 3rd, Douglas Movies returns to Tempe, Arizona on Wednesday. DouglasMovies.com for all my dates and deeds and links. From the corrections department, John Goodman was not in True Grit. And from the me department, please stop tweeting me that you have the perfect name for Last Man Standing. From my experience, you don't. 90% of the time, so he's like, I got the perfect name. Fabian. And I'm like, what? They don't say Fabian 90% of the time, but you know what I mean. If you think you have the best name, you don't. And I'm not going to pick people from Twitter anyway, so you don't need to tweet to let me know that you have a good name. Like tonight, I'm going to pick my favorite name tag that doesn't get selected by the guests. If we play Last Man Standing. Wow, that's complicated. It's unnecessary to put that on an audience. Just relax and enjoy the show, you guys. No matter what happens. The prize bag has lots of fun stuff in it, including my latest CD promotional tool. This thing's kind of cool, but I don't want it. It's an Eon party starter, and it's like a little disco ball and speaker that you can hook up to whatever device you use to listen to music, and fucking next thing you know, you're gonna have a party. That's not an ad. They're not a sponsor. It's just something I'm trying to get rid of. along with Douglas Movies T-shirt, yeah, and a bunch of other stuff contributed by my guests, who I'm gonna bring out right now. Please give a big, warm, helium, it's a gas in Philadelphia, welcome to Nick McElwain, Michelle Balloon, and Dookie Horner! Let me introduce you real quick. First time guest, Michelle Balloon, wins the Pete Holmes Award.
You've only really been on stage for 2 seconds. It's your first time. You're already winning awards. That's incredible.
Yeah, she's an award-winning podcast guest. And Michelle is a very funny comedian who I've known as a Los Angelino. And you recently relocated to, are you right smack in Philly or outside?
Northern Liberties.
Yeah. Right. People love their northern liberties.
Southern
people
liberties
love to be
so
able
much.
To take off a shirt. What's that, Doogie?
Southern liberties, not so much. It's not as much.
No. Southern
take
liberties?
Take that flag down.
Take the Southern Liberty flag down?
Boo!
It's got a big spear bicycle on it. Two cappuccinos.
So how do you like living on this side of the country, Michelle?
I like it a lot. I like literally never been here until I stepped off the plane, and so it was a bit. There's water ice here.
There's what?
There's water. Am I doing that? Is that annoying?
Yeah. Wood.
It's water ice, but
ice
but
made of wood.
Water ice.
Water. Water. They pronounce water. It like water.
Water ice.
Is that annoying how I'm doing that to you? But it is. Right. That's how.
It's also, funny that you say that they pronounce anything unusually, because I don't find that when I visit. Like, people seem to not have an accent.
Have someone say water. Are you a Philly person?
Yeah, well,
who's got
not
it?
From
say
here.
Water. Say it. Water.
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 But it's spelled W-U-D-D-E-R.
Water. I don't, you know, no matter how you say it, we need it in California.
We'll call it water.
We're totally out of water. California. And we did a podcast together, Michelle, out in Los Angeles.
Walking with Michelle. I don't know. I used to do it back in the heyday. It was in the beginning when Jimmy Pardo started his pre-WTF, pre-Doug Loves Movies.
I was really close behind.
You were close behind.
On
I think you just... It might have even been like right when you were starting. But yeah, we went to... We went to Six Flags Magic Mountain. You gave me a THC pill and took me on roller coasters.
Yeah.
And it was the scariest thing that ever fucking happened. It's awful.
You can't blame the THC pill on that, but... But yeah, but it's still out there for people to listen to if they want to. Walking with Michelle, the Six Flags Magic Mountain
mm-hmm.
episode.
Yes.
And but you should get into it again. Hershey Park is right nearby.
Mm-hmm. I am gonna start.
There's
it up
a
again.
Thing in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. I am gonna start up the podcast again. Maybe next time we'll do one of the roller coaster parks together.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
But also just in general, there's so much fun stuff to do out here, and that was the premise of the podcast, right?
Yeah.
You take another comedian and go do something fun.
Yeah. There's yes, exactly. Exactly. And there's, we did Paula Tompkins and I went to Disneyland, Maria Bamford and I did Hollywood Boulevard, Jimmy Pardo and I looked for Stars Homes. Yeah, it was great.
Oh, really?
We stopped.
Just drove around looking for people?
We got a star map.
Was he hoping to run into a guy from Chicago or something? Like, what he's a fan of is weird.
Meatloaf. We parked out in front of Meatloaf's house for a while. Yeah.
I would not run into Meatloaf, especially if he looked like he does in Fight Club. I don't like a big titted Meatloaf. Also, very quiet there on the end, and I appreciate your professionality. Nick McElwain is here, everybody. Another first-time guest, but the only guest on the panel who's not only part of the Preston and Steve show on WMMR here in Philadelphia, but he's also been called a shithead on this show.
How'd that happen?
I don't know. Is the person who did that here tonight? No, okay.
Oh, what a shame.
Yeah. Yeah, because at the end of one of the Philly shows, I was like, Nick McElwain is a shithead? I was like, who is that even? And I had met Nick, of course, because I'd been on Preston and Steve, but he's just Nick to me.
I think I was here that night, too, because you've had Preston and Steve on before, and I think you've had Casey on, but this is my first time.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just going through the lineup. Kathy Romano's next.
She'll never do it. And really, you don't want her to do it.
Yeah, the second part of that is true, because she doesn't seem like much of a trivia nut. She just seems like a lady who's good at telling people about the trap.
We all have our strengths.
And it's fun to ride a roller coaster with, because she screams like a total...
Yes, yeah, that was fun.
She's very scared by it.
I did, we were at Hershey yesterday, which was awesome, and it was really cool of you to come again, but I did... King Ka with her in Great Adventure, and that's the really tall.
You must have like the whole time so waiting to go on. She must have been begging to not do it.
Well, there's a photo of her and me on King Ka. You know, you get the snapshot when you're done the coaster, and it's one of my favorite photos because she's a very beautiful person, but she looks like she's shitting her pants.
which is pretty hot. The person's super beautiful. You might as well include that look in their repertoire. And Doogie Horner's here, everybody. Local phenom, moved to New York City, blowing it up out there.
Couldn't keep a straight face during the hype.
You're killing it, man. You've been on Douglas Movies out there. That's the height of everything. Yeah. And but it's always good to see you. And thanks for coming back to Philly for this.
Yeah, sure. My pleasure. I'd like to. My wife and I like to come back.
My wife.
It's just a nice place for my wife and I to go out.
My
to
wife.
Dinner, or you know, sometimes my wife and
my
I.
My wife.
Visit friends and things. So it's always nice to come back to Philadelphia with my wife.
What'd you bring for the prize bag? Don't say my wife.
I didn't bring anything, but my wife brought. I brought my book, Everything Explained Through Flowcharts. And then, because I already brought that one other time, I brought a graphic novel. Yeah, Everything Explained Through Flowcharts. So, book I wrote and designed. And then, because I already brought that one time, I brought Batman the Long Halloween graphic novel. Very good graphic novel.
Hey, without spoiling it, how long is the Long Halloween?
It's a lot longer than you would think. It's like one of those three-day Halloweens, you know what I mean? You get it on a Friday, and then you get off Monday, too. It's one of those, I guess, four-day Halloweens that you can...
And Michelle, did you bring this?
I did bring it.
What's it? It's your CD?
It's my motivational CD. You can be an asshole.
Who, me?
You.
Anyone who purchases it or gets it through gameplay. And since we were at Hershey Park, Nick, they gave us a meal ticket that also has a little ticket on it for a souvenir cup. And this is good until whoever wins the prize bag tonight has until November 1st to get their ass out to Hershey Park and enjoy this prize.
That cup is pretty badass. I got one yesterday.
It's a good cup?
It's a great cup, yeah.
It's a good cup? No, it's a great cup.
What did you...
All right, so there's a stupid...
What did you bring for the prize bag?
Oh, I brought smut. So I brought President Steve Callaghan. Two of those. And then for the ladies in the audience, I brought some President Steve girl shirts and boy shorts.
Oh.
And then for a guy, I brought some bumper stickers.
How do President Steve feel about having their name on boy shorts? I guess they're for girls, but they're called boy shorts.
They're into it.
Why are they called boy shorts?
I was going to ask the same question. I don't know.
I thought they were called booty shorts. Booty, booty, booty.
And why are guys...
I mean, if a boy wears this... That boy is very happy about what the Supreme Court said yesterday. So all of that is going to be somebody's tonight. If you brought a name tag that appeals to one of my guests, and then that guest turns out to be the winner of all of the assorted games. But before we play, it's a question I like to ask all my panelists. We'll start with Doogie. What was the last movie that you saw?
So there was a triple feature of Bad Dad horror movies at the theater near my house. They showed Night of the Hunter, Eyes Without a Face, and The Shining. And we skipped the middle one, but so yeah, it was Night of the Hunter and The Shining.
What do you mean you skipped the middle one? You went to dinner or something?
Yeah, I just had to take a break. I had to go home and walk the dog. And
you can come back and still get a seat for the late one?
Yeah, I came back for The Shining.
All right.
Bad move.
What was the first one again?
Night of the Hunter.
Oh, yeah.
Robert Mitchum. It's a really great movie.
Jinx.
What?
Jinx, you owe me a Mitchum. And The Shining, of course. Have you ever seen Room 237 about all the conspiracies behind The Shining?
No, I've heard about it.
You should check it out.
It's good.
Yeah, well, it's interesting if you like The Shining.
I heard somebody say in it, so like Danny's wearing a sweater that has the Apollo rocket on it, and somebody said that's proof that Kubrick helped fake the moon landing.
That's exactly right.
Is that right? happens.
Or it's Stanley Kubrick making a winking joke about how people say he helped fake the moon landing, but he didn't. Or it's wardrobe giving a kid a cute sweater.
That sounds unlikely.
Could be any of those things.
Go with the first one.
Yeah, that's the part. That's the fun of Room 237. Is like every conspiracy theory. You're like, but wait a second. And so you get to argue with it while you're watching it. That's pretty cool. What about you, Michelle? Have you been to the movies?
Yeah. I've seen the last movie I saw, though. I took my daughter, my 2.5-year-old, to her first movie in a movie theater after she promised that she wouldn't talk ever. And Inside Out, not 3D.
2.5-year-olds are so good at keeping promises. Like, that's what that movie is about. It's just the insane emotions that go on inside a child.
But not until
child's
they're 12. Head. Not until they're 12. Two was good. Two
yeah.
Was good.
Well, the movie starts off early on. I saw it today, actually, so I could speak confidently about it.
3D?
No, just regular.
Just
imagining the 3D, like, it's going to be all about depth. Like, they don't throw stuff at you at any point during the film.
No.
So it might look a little bit cooler, but I was happy to see it in 2D.
And you don't have the weight.
Yeah, and you don't have the fucking glasses.
You don't look like a nerd.
I got LASIK to not wear glasses. To be forced back into it. Hey, nerd, welcome to your passion. Put these back on in order to enjoy it properly. But it's a... What... So full of questions. 2.5 years old and promised not to talk. Did that really happen?
Yes. I made her promise.
What kind of 2.5-year-old do you have?
She's amazing. I asked her, because when she watches a movie at home, every Saturday night we do a movie night. Tonight's a movie night. And she asks questions the whole time. Like, where'd the baby go? What did he do? What's his name? Where'd the baby go? What's he do? Where's
he
going? Why is she that guy? Where? What's he holding?
And what were you watching? Fast Times at Ridgemont High? That's the first movie with a horse in it that I can think of. Where'd the baby go? But was she... Inside Out could be kind of confusing, I'd imagine. Did she save her questions for after?
She did. The way she asked questions is she goes, let's talk about Inside Out.
Let's have a roundtable discussion, Mommy.
And she wants me to recount the plot for her, and I was like, I'm not doing that, sorry. But yeah, no, she liked the movie. She picked up.
I can tell her what the fuck happens. But it is very.
No, it's a lot. Is it your favorite character?
There are points where you could lose an adult watching that movie, like, wow, this is really meta. And then a child, I just can't imagine. But the kids at the screening I saw were pretty chill the whole time.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's good.
They were annoying when I was like trying to watch the end credits because I really like to see who the seventh pencil stenciler is. But during the movie, they kept quiet.
That's good.
But I think it's best when there's a matinee where there's not a lot of kids.
Yeah, we saw.
I think when there's a lot of them there, then they all like hear other kids asking questions, and that just opens the floor.
I told her, I was like, you hear another kid, they're being real bad, and they're probably gonna get hit later.
How to not get hit. You're smarter than those other children. You know not to touch the fizzy lifting drinks. Yeah. Nick, what about you? You've got kids too, right?
I was some, yeah. He's 8, and we saw Inside Out as well.
Oh.
And he really didn't talk either.
Good.
Actually, your movie is brilliant.
Is it just that compelling, you think, or is he always good at movies?
No, he's a good kid.
Yeah. I love when people teach kids to not talk at movies, but it just seems like the parents who would talk during a movie are the ones whose kids talk during a movie. They don't pass that along.
Right, and that's the right movie for a kid like that. It's an interesting movie to go see when you're in therapy. It's all about emotions.
Is his mic on?
Yeah, his mic doesn't seem too hot.
I have a really loud voice. I can yell.
Yeah, but we're trying to record this for the world.
Yeah.
As much as I love everybody in this audience, there's a bigger plan. So hopefully his mic is working.
I have good mic technique.
Yeah, no, you're holding it perfectly.
It's really
the right. There we go.
Was it not? It was working before, though, right?
No.
I think it's always been, this club is the size where you really don't need a microphone.
All right. So well, what's up, everybody? How you guys doing?
Interesting.
I saw Inside Out.
We'll have to bring you in for an ADR session and dub in all your earlier lines in the show. But luckily, you didn't talk much anyway, so...
I'm the only non-comedian up here, too, so you didn't miss a damn thing. Although I had a good line about Kathy taking a shit.
I like that Kathy taking a shit bit.
Super hot.
Yeah.
I'm sure people will be able to hear you like through Michelle's microphone.
All right.
Yeah.
So I saw Inside Out and I thought it was brilliant. And then, but I saw Jurassic World and I don't know if it, yeah, it was great. And I love Chris Pratt and the dinosaurs are entertaining.
But.
No. So I recently got into edibles. And I took.
I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time. I'm having a hard follow timing then.
I don't like smoking that much, but I do like edibles. And so I took a chocolate squirt.
The idea that there might be dinosaurs made you take an edible?
I just thought the movie would be a little more entertaining.
I think you're right.
Turns out I am. Absolutely, right.
It's a lot freakier when you're high.
I had really forgotten that I had taken it. So we were early. I went with a friend, and we took it at like 6:30, and the movie started at 7:30, and the movie's 2.5 hours long. So an hour and a half in, I'm like, I had forgotten that I had it in the first place. And then I fell off a cliff, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on with all these dinosaurs? And then at the end of the movie,
I thought you were at the movies. What is it? Why were you on a cliff? But you fell off the proverbial cliff.
Yeah.
And then were freaked out by that you were watching a movie with dinosaurs in it?
Yeah. And then we stood up as the credits were rolling, and I turned over and I was like, I am so fucking high right now. What did you think of the movie? And she's like, I don't remember the last half of it. So.
What'd your son say?
Yeah.
Can I talk to him?
WMMR. But if you haven't seen it, that's a good way to go.
But I found it interesting that, like, the action, that, like, you know, Inside Out starts as a fairly cerebral exercise, like what you know, let's follow all the emotions. But then it becomes an adventure movie about emotion trying to make its way back into somebody's brain. And not to give away too much, spoiler. But yeah, the whole thing is very. It's just they Pixar is amazing in the way that they can be like shoving this crazy premise at you and still make it work.
Yeah, and it was very complex, like all the things that they were bringing at you. Like it's
most
insane.
Kids' cartoons don't make you go, hey, I wish this would slow down a little bit so I could follow it. There's so much shit going on from all the different emotions all the time, and then the real people whose emotions they're representing. And then when they start going into other people's heads, I was like, fuck, this is crazy.
No, yeah.
Call me maybe. But, but I'm a really big fan of it. It's definitely like already my top 3 or 4 Pixar movies.
Yeah, I don't know if anything could be. He made it because his daughter was 11, you know, and she was starting to not be happy all the time. I have an 8-year-old son, and he's happy 95% of the time, which is a great way to live life. And
yeah, but you should get him checked.
But I know
what
that
an idiot.
I know in 5 years he's not going to be happy all the time, you know, and that's why Pete Doctor made this movie in the first place, you know, just to explore that.
Yeah, and certainly they could make sequels because every age group of every child has probably this different set of problems and delights. I don't want to be all anti kid or anything, but
you did call my son an idiot.
That was just a little Lewis Black in Doug's head.
Yeah. It's, well, that's the fun thing about the movie, too, is that all the emotions and one imaginary character are all the voices of people that are very, you know, you're already very familiar with them if you watch NBC. And the character of Sadness absolutely tears me apart because I hate everything she does, but it's so cute.
Yeah.
Like, Sadness is so cute, but also so infuriating.
Character.
What?
It was her favorite character, Sadness. I don't know if that's, like, foreboding for her life.
Oh, Dick, did your son have a favorite character?
Oh, he thought Anger was hilarious, and Louis Black.
Yeah, I think the boys are going to relate to Anger, and the girls are going to relate to Sadness, and things are never going to change.
When you when they go into the father's head, talking about the exploring the different characters in the movie, they go into the father's head. Anger's in charge of the dad, and Sadness is in charge of the mom, and Joy, who's Amy Poehler, is in charge of the little girl. So it's interesting to see Anger taking over.
All right, genius.
We get it. You're smart.
Yeah, tell it to your kid. Your kid needs a little bit of smart talk. Does your son listen to podcasts?
Fuck no.
Yeah. Good call. That was a fun round of what did you last see, but as everybody here knows, everybody's ahead of me on this one. It's time to say, let the games begin! Everybody brought amazing name tags. There's already some blinking out there, like Christmas tree lights that people refuse to take down. And there's food items, but it's entirely up to you, panelists. Lady and gentlemen, go physically take the name tag you'd like to play for and bring it back to your seat. And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back.
Hey, starting your own business? They'll say you're crazy to put everything on the line to be your own boss, but not GoDaddy. They like that courageous, passionate kind of crazy, and they can help you put the idea or business you're crazy passionate about online with their Get Online Today toolkit. You get a memorable domain name, a professional website, and personalized email powered by Microsoft 365. GoDaddy makes it super easy for you to start, run, and grow your businesses online, just like they've done for millions of people. Sound expensive? It's not. For a limited time, GoDaddy's Get Online Today toolkit is just $1 a month. I'd buy that for a dollar. $1 with the purchase of an annual plan. GoDaddy provides award-winning phone and chat support 24/7. If you have a problem or need help figuring out what products are right for your business, just call them up. Try the Get Online Today toolkit from GoDaddy.com and get a domain name, a website, and email for only $1 a month. Oh yeah, the web hosting and 24/7 live customer support, totally free as well. Check it out at GoDaddy.com/Doug. That's GoDaddy.com/Doug. Domain included with annual plan only. See site for details. Back to the show.
All right, everybody's got a name tag. We're back. Don't read the shithead on the back out loud, whatever you do, but who are you playing for, Nick?
Where would the name be? Chris? Yeah, Chris Richmond.
What's the poster of? It's got blinking lights on it and a stick to hold it.
Chris is with the cranks, and then it has a photo of you, Doug, and then I assume this is a photo of Chris, is that right?
Yeah.
And just the fact
that... who was in that movie? Ben Affleck?
Well, Tim Allen was the lead, and Jake Busey, and Cheech Marin, and Jamie Lee Curtis... Sigourney Weaver was not in it. So
what? Did the guy in the audience think Sigourney Weaver was in it?
I just like
to deck the hall.
The fact that there exists a Christmas with the Cranks poster still is why I grabbed this one. Oh, and they had a website, thecranks.com.
Oh, I'm sure that website was jumping. so much to know and learn about Christmas with the Cranks.
I can never get on that website. It's always, like, overwhelmed.
I do like, though, from in the audience, it just looked like a sign with Christmas lights on it, but I like that it's actually a Christmas movie, and you didn't just use Christmas lights to get our attention. It's all nicely themed. So good job. And what's the name of the person?
Chris?
Yeah. Good job, Chris.
Nice work.
Michelle, who are you playing for?
Well, I wanted to get some from the back, which I did. I love this movie, North by Northwest, and it's Noah by Northwest. That's who I have.
You know, everyone here, it's like the Oscars. You can't really get a big round of applause after everybody's lost.
Everybody's like, I would have said Noah by Noah West, but...
Oh, that's the other problem with it.
It's not a belt, okay, Doogie? It's not a belt.
Like, he was under some sort of time pressure. Couldn't change North twice.
Yeah.
I don't have enough letters. I don't have enough fonts. I don't. My computer's too small. So 13-inch.
My computer's too small.
Too small.
I shouldn't do this on my phone. Who are you playing for, Doogie? This is impressive.
It is amazing.
Pan. It's a really cool.
It's somebody named Pat, but this is like a real like wrestling belt.
Yeah, it's a real wrestling belt.
Do you get to keep this?
It's heavy.
I don't know.
It says WWF on it.
I feel like even if I wanted to keep it, the guy who owns this would just beat me up and take it. But yeah, it's a big heavy.
Where is Pat? Where'd you get this from?
He's not gonna be up. I'll fight you for it.
Why do you have this belt?
What?
Did you win this?
No.
Got it on eBay when they stopped selling Confederate flags. I don't know why I gave you a southern accent. I'm fondness for flags, but good job, Pat. You got picked.
Thanks.
And Doogie's got just as good a chance as anybody at winning today. And
one and three.
I just noticed that Nick's wearing shorts, which I admire.
It's cold out.
It is, yeah. It's cold and rainy, and you shut up like, oh, I got my shorts on.
Yeah. And I'm going from here to Camden, lovely Camden, to see you. The Dave Matthews concert after this, so that should be...
Oh, that's why you got the shorts on for Dave Matthews.
The Dave Show.
You're going to jump around and get hot.
They got a guy with scissors at the front door if you're wearing pants and cuts them off. You got to show them your sun tattoo if you don't have one. They can just stand up.
Let's cut Nick's microphone. That was working out good. Of course, Preston and Steve and Casey Boy have all been on.
Did any of them win?
I don't think any of them ever won.
I'm going to change that.
I think they'd brag about it if they did. I haven't heard a word from them about it.
So Nick has a chance to turn things around for the Preston and Steve show. And we got a series of games to play.
Oh,
and we're going to start with a little something. What's the matter, Michelle?
I was just, Doogie and I were like,
she was trash talking. She said, I'm going to fuck you up.
You were shit talking?
I'm going to slap you like a 2-year-old, 2.5-year-old talking at a movie.
Fair enough.
I'm going to turn you inside out.
Want to feel some sadness?
All right, so this first game is called How Much Did This Shit Make? Yeah. And, you know, out of deference to Philadelphia and its people, I thought, you know, what is a shitty movie that was made in Philadelphia? And I didn't come up with a shitty movie, but I came up with an interesting movie to play this game with, because he's not going to make any more, supposedly. Supposedly Rocky Balboa is the final Rocky movie. But the question, are they going to make another one? They're filming it? Is that why you ran by earlier? Is that why I couldn't go up the steps? They were like, take the elevator, we're filming.
I think he's going to have to take the elevator. If they're
he
goes to the art museum, he's like, do you have a ramp?
Rocky.
Is there a...
Rocky 8, the Expandables.
Is there another lower art museum? The Barnes. Okay, I'll go there. him walking through the automatic door of the barns, pushing the button.
You're getting very confident wearing that belt.
It really makes you feel, I feel like a champ.
Feeling like the Hulk Hogan. Can I? Whatever. I can't right. hear you do it. I can't.
We'll start with Duke. We'll start with Dookie then.
That's good enough.
Since Dookie's so cocky, we'll start with him. And you have to tell me how much money Rocky Balboa, a.k.a. Rocky VI, how much money that movie made at the box office according to Box Office Mojo during its entire domestic run. So up to this date.
So it's just theatrical release and it's just in this country?
Mm-hmm. Okay. North America. We like to get Canada involved.
Yeah. That wouldn't, I feel like that wouldn't make a huge difference.
You'd be surprised. It's the country is the same width as ours. Got a lot of people up there.
I'm really bad at this. $55 million.
Okay.
I have no clue.
That's a number.
Is this blue? Is that a number?
That doesn't make it a bad guess.
What is that?
Michelle, what do you think?
I'm going to go 32.5 mil.
Oh, I like the 0.5.
Uh-huh.
That's an expressive. Yeah. Some guy bid one
like
in the audience.
Over it at that point, you know?
Trying to encourage maybe Nick to do that classic Price is Right move.
Don't go over.
But Nick, yeah, you can't go over. How much do you think? We've got 55 and 32.5.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
What do you say, Nick?
I think 72 million.
72 million. Woo! That is a really, really interesting bid.
I'm taking the one.
What's that?
I should have taken the one.
Oh.
Price is Right.
I'm sad to say,
Wheel
Nick.
Of fortune.
I'm sad to say, Nick, that your guess was so almost accurate.
Whoa!
That you did not win this game. Yeah, Doogie Horner's close enough, closest, without going over, with $55 million, because it made $70.2 million. You just pronounced it wrong. You meant 7.2, and you said 77.2.
You just moved the period.
72.
That's going to mess with my head for a long time.
But 70 million, that's certainly probably with the video and ancillary rights, it's probably probably worth making another one. So
it's going to be called
good,
Creed.
Good for you, Sly.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's about Apollo's grandson.
Yeah, my
His grandson? Who is it, Damon Wayans Jr.?
No.
Is it called Let's Be Fighters?
Right. It's Michael B. Jordan, I believe, right?
Oh, really?
Michael B. Jordan.
Well, then it's great already.
Good.
That guy is great.
Yeah, it's Michael. Yeah, instead of Junior, he put a B in there.
Is he related to Michael?
His son's going to be Michael C. Jordan. What?
Wait, is he Michael Jordan's
son? No, he's not. He's a guy with a common name.
Sorry.
You don't know Michael B. Jordan?
No.
He's going to be the new Fantastic Four. He was in Fruitvale Station. He was in... All the answers being yelled at.
Now we're playing Last Man Standing all of a sudden.
Yeah. But yeah, he's
great.
Good.
Oh, okay.
He was in that awkward moment, but don't hold that against him. That was just an awkward moment. Let's play Now Buscemi, Now You Don't. We'll start with Doogie because he won that last thing. And then we'll go to Nick and then we'll go to Michelle.
Yeah.
It's very simple. I'll give you Doogie, three movies, and you tell me which one Steve Buscemi is not in.
Now, that's hard because
now
he's
Buscemi,
in most movies.
Now you know. He's in a lot of movies.
Yeah.
So it's fun how confusing it is. And this is just between, this is just Doogie's to answer you guys, so if you know in the audience, don't yell it out. And Doogie, was he in, which one of these was he not in? Air America, Airheads, or Con Air? Which one was he not in? I already hear somebody in the
Air America
saying it out loud. That's correct, Air America. Doogie is still in. Now we go to Nick.
Come on, Nick. Oh, Nick's got a fan.
Is that the guy whose name tag?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, it'd be weird to be rooting for somebody that didn't even pick your name tag.
I just like Nick.
I thought it was my dad.
Nick, would you like... would you like... Which one of these... I would... Which one of these is not a Buscemi movie? Somebody to Love, Romance and Cigarettes, or Valentine's Day?
Oh, God.
Well, right? Everybody I found three that sound similar.
Yeah. Everybody was in Valentine's Day. I don't know. So that seems like the obvious answer to me, so I'm going to go Valentine's Day.
That's correct! Michelle, which one was Buscemi not in?
It's a lot of pressure.
Dying Young, Living in Oblivion, or Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead? He's in two of those.
I am going to go with Dying Young.
That's correct.
Yeah!
You guys are so good at this, we might not have a winner.
Everyone loses.
Yeah. We'll try one more round. We'll start with Doogie again. Which one of these is he not in? Trusting Beatrice, Rising Sun, or Guarding Tess?
Rising Sun.
That's incorrect.
Oh.
Can I have two more chances?
No, unfortunately, we move on to Nick.
You lose your belt.
And you lose your belt. And Nick gets to choose between which one is he not in? Trusting Beatrice or Guarding Tess?
Trusting Beatrice.
That's incorrect. He's in Guarding Tess.
Ask me.
Yeah, you can narrow it down, but I'll give you one for fun. This is for the win.
Oh, I won.
Michelle. Which one is he not in? 20 bucks, 28 days, or 28 days later? Oh,
28 days.
No, he's in that. That's a, what you call it?
Zombie movie.
No. It's the fucking Sandra Bullock alcohol movie.
Oh, my God. So it's kind of a zombie movie, right? High fives.
But you win anyway.
Thank
it's
you.
28 days later.
And that's the end of Now Buscemi, Now You Don't. Games going by, but lots of people have suggestions for other games that are similar, and I might try one of those at some point. But we're calling Michelle the winner of that one.
Yeah.
And let's play Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? It's an exciting new game that people love because I'm going to tell you a tagline from a movie. It's the same sort of deal. We'll move down the line one by one. It's not everybody can guess at once. And we'll start with you, Michelle, and then we'll go to Doogie. And I'll just say the tagline from a movie. You name a guess, just one guess. If you're wrong, Doogie gets a shot at it. And then we'll play until everybody's out. Including me. I get to play along as well.
Oh, boy.
And I have the answers written right here.
Good luck.
Let me give you a couple examples. To give you, just get your minds into how hard these are. Time is running out was the tagline for a movie called Taken.
Oh.
Yeah, you think they would have had a better one for that.
Yeah.
Are you curious, ? Was the tagline for 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, my God.
It's pretty hard.
What is the tagline, Michelle, for No one would take on his case until one man was willing to take on the system? That pretty much narrows it down to thousands of movies.
Oh, my God.
Which one do you think it is?
I'm going to have to go with... The judge, Robert Downey Jr., and that old guy.
You You think that he had to take on the system?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To get his dad out of jail?
Ageism. Ageism.
Yeah, they were the system's against judges. No, the judge is not correct. Nick, do you have an idea what you think it might be?
I'm going to go with The Rainmaker with Matt Damon.
Oh!
Oh,
that? Yeah,
that would be perfect for that. But no. Doogie, for the win, if you could tell us what movie this is for, you win this game.
I was going to say The Rainmaker.
Oh, but now you're going to say the actual answer.
My cousin Vinny. Are you changing it to crossing out the wrong answer and putting in my answer now?
No, the answer is Philadelphia. That's the first thing you gotta ask yourself when you're playing one of my games. Where am I?
Yeah. I have the answer for the next one, the Philadelphia story.
Yeah. I'm not that simple. I have 5 emotions in my head. And anger's at the front right now. We're gonna play again, starting with Michelle. Okay. Same order.
Oh my God.
You can do it.
Okay.
The dream is real. The dream is real.
Okay.
Somebody out there said a word, but
okay, I got it. I'm confident. Space Jam. Should I take the belt away?
That is close yet very far. Nick. The dream is real.
Inception.
That's correct. All right, Michelle, you're out just for now. You'll be back. You'll be back soon enough. But Doogie has a chance to not lose this. If he can name the movie that this is the tagline for. Heroes aren't born. They're built. Heroes aren't born. They're built.
Is it Big Hero 5?
Did I get that? Somebody was excited for you and then quickly withdrew it.
Hero 5.
Because they either realized it was wrong or they realized that being behind you was wrong. I don't know what happened.
Back of the wrong horse. So I know I don't have that name.
No, that's incorrect. Do you know what it is, Nick?
Is it Big Hero 6?
No.
Oh.
I just said, let me try that again.
It's Big Hero 5.
Big Hero 6 is incorrect.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what it is? Heroes aren't born, they're built.
I think I know what the movie is, but I can't remember the name. Is it the Hugh Jackman builds a boxing robot?
No, it's not Real Steel.
Real Steel.
Or Chappie. Which is the one I think you meant. No, it's a little motion picture called Iron Man. Now it's time.
What
did he yell out?
Yeah, shorts.
Shorts.
Oh, yeah. Shorts.
Yeah. The wind makes me warm.
I thought he was yelling out some inside thing from Preston and Steve, but no, we got a new thing now.
Yeah, shorts.
People are just going to yell shorts at you. Whenever you see Nick out in the world, yell shorts. Hey, what's up, shorts? Your kid is going to go through a lot of emotions with that. Let's play the Leonard Maltin game. Who did I say won that? Did Nick win that?
Yeah.
All right, so we'll start with Nick, and then we'll go to Michelle, and then to Doogie. And Nick gets to pick the first category. And you get 3 to choose from. Ghostbusters. That's movies where Patrick Swayze gets arrested. Very, very controversial category because I thought he got arrested in Point Break, but turns out he just got detained. He got detained on a beach. So I hope I'm right about this other one in this category. Or you can pick Matthew McConaughey. And that's Matthew McConaughey movies that made over $100 million. Or the Jack Lee on Twitter suggested a streetcar named Retire. And it's somebody's last movie.
I'll do that one.
Okay. It's the last movie of somebody. Would you like one from 1981 or 2004?
2004.
All right. 3 stars from Leonard Maltin. He says this movie from 2004 is amiable. He also says Edward Herman appears unbilled. That's a massive clue. And he lists 9 names. How many names would it take you to figure out what movie this is featuring an actor who retired right after?
And Edward Herman is not one of those names.
He passed recently, rest in peace.
Yeah. He went to Bucknell, which is where I went.
That's where you go when you die?
College, Doug.
How many?
5.
He says 5 names. That's a serious open bid. I knew you'd be a good player, but that's intense.
That name list is going to be short.
Michelle.
Leave it to Schultz. Leave it to Schultz.
I almost stepped on it. I almost stepped on the ass. Michelle, can you go fewer names reading from the bottom up, or do you want to challenge him to name it?
Name it? What?
Oh,
yes.
She says name it. All right, Nick, here's your 5 names. Wayne Robson, June Squibb.
Oh.
Rip Torn, Fred Savage, and Christine Baranski are all in this movie from 2004 that Leonard gave 3 stars and calls amiable. Ed Herman appears unbilled. It's the final performance of somebody. What do you think it's called, Nick?
I think it's the last movie that Gene Hackman was ever in, Welcome to Mooseport.
That is correct.
About Rocky Balboa, though.
Can the person, there's a box of donuts out there that didn't get picked tonight. Where's the box of donuts? Oh, there's one right there. Toss one to Nick, and then he gets to toss one into the crowd. Yeah, toss him a round one. Oh, look at that.
Oh, that's a dangerous one.
All right. Who wants it? Apologies if that hit somebody that didn't want a donut. Yeah, come to Douglas Movies and get hit in the face with a donut.
I think it had marshmallows on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a really fancy donut. I hope you enjoy it.
All right, now somebody toss me a Yingling.
Don't actually.
Oh, would you like one?
Oh, no, yeah, I wasn't kidding. Somebody give me a Yingling.
Yeah. Helium staff Nick would like a Yingling.
Thank you.
And are you good, Michelle?
I could have another Sapphire and Tonic. I mean, if we're all doing it.
Sure. What about you, Doogie?
I have an absolute mandarin with club soda, please.
Well, hello.
I'd like a cup of gold.
Served in a hollowed-out cantaloupe.
Yeah. As long as we're just getting whatever we want.
With your silliest straw.
Oh, I hope they bring you one. I really hope they have one.
All right, so Nick has 1 point, and Doogie gets to pick the next category. And he gets to choose between from Loki _ hates _ you.
I don't like this guy already.
Age of Old Tron. and that's films from the year Tron came out. Which is 1982. Or The World According to Arf.
Arf!
And that's movies with a dog narrator. And as I had to explain to Bert Kreischer, it's a person pretending to be a dog. Narrating the movie.
Just be like, woof, 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 woof.
Or, I've been pronouncing this Mattel for months, or however long this category has been in play, but it's at C_Mattei, M-A-T-T-E-I. I've been calling it Mattel. And it's Sour Diesel, which is Vin Diesel movies that Leonard gave 2 stars or less. Which one of those would you like, Doogie?
I want to do the dog one just because I'm curious, but I think that'll be a weak subject for me, so I'll go with the Age of Ultron.
Movies from 1982.
Yes.
All right. 4 stars from Leonard from this movie from 1982. He says that the lead actor gives one of his finest performances in this film. He also says, look carefully for Bruce Willis as a courtroom spectator. Look closely, man. You might not find him. And then he lists 10 names. How many names can you get it in? Doogie Horner.
I guess I'll go 10.
DH says 10. Michelle.
I'm gonna go 8.
Lopped one off.
Or 2.
What do you think? What do you think of that, Nick?
I'm like, am I supposed to agree with this math because it's the host?
Michelle adding 5. Dividing it by 2 and then rounding up to the nearest integer. Let's see what trigonometry Nick tries.
I just said that she took one more.
She skipped one.
I was like, she didn't go 9, so she lopped one off. So yeah, so she says 8. Nick.
8 minus 1.
Look at that. Look at that. Look at the Doogie's fancy drink. Doogie's day out.
Oh, this tastes so good.
My drink was wrong. It was vodka, not gin. Sorry.
What?
I sent her away.
Because you asked for it wrong or they made it wrong?
I love everybody this one that works here.
This one has... That was my...
But
that,
she made it
wait,
wrong.
That was my drink. This one has gin in it. This is yours.
Oh, well, I like cherries.
I was going to say that vodka tasted weird. I think that one was mine,
the
vodka
one. Sapphire tonic.
Okay. This vodka's very gin-like.
I was like, this tastes like poison. Oh, it's gin.
Bring back the vodka.
It's supposed to taste
Do you need my orange slice? Is that what was happening with your drink?
Jerry, I'm so sorry that you had to come up here and do this. This is Jerry, the manager of the club.
Yeah.
Doing a great job.
Great job, Jerry. He's a hands-on manager.
You want the orange?
No, you can keep it.
Does that taste well, like... Is that right?
This is fantastic.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead. Sorry. Is that continue.
So, yeah. So, Michelle lopped one off for 8. And then, what's Nick going to do?
I'll say 7.
7. Ooh. He lopped off 3. Doogie. I got one guy to join in with me. But on the other hand, short.
That's just more fun to chant. I had a friend that changed his name to Spider because he thought more people would buy him drinks. Because it's fun to say, drink for my friend Spider.
It did not work?
He said it worked. He wasn't the most trustworthy person, though. I'll go 6. Ooh.
6, he says, Michelle.
Ooh. Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, I can't.
6
okay.
out of 10.
5.
Mm. Ooh.
I've gotten overconfident from that maraschino cherry.
I think you should try 5.
Oh, shit. Dick McElwain dropping the hammer.
I kind of assumed that you were going to go for it, so that's why I was acting all like in...
Calling the bluff.
Yeah, good.
All right. Here's your five names, Michelle.
Mm-hmm. 82. I was six.
Well, this, you probably saw this when you were six.
Yeah.
James Handy, Roxanne Hart, Lindsay Krause, Julie Bavasso, and Edward Binns.
Wow. Eddie B.
I feel bad when people laugh at the names. Some old actor named Edward Binns is a podcast enthusiast. And he hears that and he just feels so sad. And he wishes that joy could find her way back into his brain.
Is it Binns with a Z or an S? That's, I gotta know.
B-I-N-N-S.
Oh, wow.
Binns.
Double N.
But just think of a movie that Leonard would give four stars from 1982 in which the lead actor gives one of his finest performances and Bruce Willis is there as a courtroom spectator.
Okay, I'm going to go for this. Courtroom 82, Irreconcilable Differences.
I like that guess, and the Doogie like dropped that belt.
Oh, sorry.
At the same time, it made quite a slap on the stage.
Sorry, Doug.
It's okay. But the guess is incorrect. Yeah, that fine performance is made by Paul Newman in a movie called The Verdict.
Ah.
The Verdict.
Oh, man.
That's right. Nick McElwain is our winner.
The games are pretty long, but that one was pretty short.
The sad thing is I've been wearing these shorts since Tuesday.
That's awesome.
He played to win, you guys, and he did it in record time. Maybe not record time, but it happened very quickly. Where's the person that you're playing for? Come get your prize bag. Whoever made that. Chris
Richmond.
Chris, get your crank over here and take these two bags of prizes. Congratulations, dude.
All right.
Good job.
All right, Chris. I think he should now have to have his pants cut into shorts.
Yes.
Scissors, Jerry. Scissors.
Can you just give me the shit head off of the back of that belt? You need to give me the whole belt because it's clearly unwieldy and heavy. But just pull that piece of paper off of it. Now you're giving me... Oh, that's her.
That's mine.
That's
hers. Mine. Yeah,
give me Michelle's too, please.
Yeah, could you? Yeah, then I don't have to jump
yeah,
off.
Do you mind?
Chris, I didn't get yours.
Michelle's trying to relax.
Yeah.
Nick, do you want me to get yours too?
You know what? I gave it back to him.
Yeah, we don't need his.
No, we don't need his. Although yours was good. I read it.
Thanks.
Yeah.
All right, well, I don't understand either of these shitheads, but I will read them. I'll read them at the end as obligated. But in the meantime, we've got a couple extra minutes. Let's play another game.
Yeah. Yeah.
I saved Last Man Standing for as a time-permitting situation because I've been aggravated by the sheer volume of people on Twitter telling me they have the perfect name for Last Man Stand. And, you know, they mean well, but then they, you know, then they're like, Scott Baio. And I'm like, he was in Bugsy Malone and Zapped. Get the fuck out of here. So he's been in more movies than that. But, you know, you get my point. I love the hand raised over there. People are so excited. Everyone thinks they have the perfect name. And it's tough. It's not easy to come up with one, and especially one we haven't played before. But also, I don't mind playing one again that we've played before. I like to join in and play along. And that guy refuses to lower his hand. So I find it very compelling. What's your name? Where are you from?
Neil from Northeast Philly.
Neil, you put your hand down. Neil. from Northeast Philly. You could just say Philly, probably.
There's a difference.
Is that extra? There's a difference?
Yeah, yeah.
He's trying to get laid. They're not trying to secede.
Nobody would stop them.
They're trying to do well, but they don't care if they succeed. Fuck yeah. Wah, wah. So, you think you have the perfect name for this game?
I do. I tweeted you earlier about it.
You never got back to me.
I got a few tweets today, and they were all super confident.
Yeah.
But that every time that happens, somebody suggests the most obscure name, and we need somebody
this guy.
Nope.
But also people like write to me and they'll go, this guy's got over 200 credits on IMDb, and I go, yeah, that's because they're old. And my guests aren't gonna know, you know, the movies of Christopher Lee or whoever. But what do you got? Clint Eastwood. Okay, I think we've done that before, but I don't mind. I don't mind doing it again. Shut up. I don't. As soon as I start to sound like I'm not into Clint Eastwood, I got one. No, but we'll do Clint Eastwood, but we'll include films that he's directed.
Oh.
Not produced, because I don't know which ones those are. But films that he's directed, and we'll start with, since Nick won, we'll start with him, and then we'll go to Michelle and Doogie and me, and we're all going to name Clint Eastwood movies until we can't think of any anymore, and feel free to only yell out Amy Adams in the audience.
In the Line of Fire.
Yes.
What'd you say? Oh, In the Line of Fire.
In the Line of Fire, yeah.
In the Line of Fire. That's the Irish version.
In the Line of Fire.
Is it rapid fire?
Michelle, any Clint Eastwood movie.
Directed, right?
Or in it.
Flags of Our Fathers.
He acted in a few things.
Flags of Our Fathers.
That's a fun one.
Dirty Harry.
Well, let's just knock those off. Let's go Magnum Force.
Unforgiven.
Unforgiven.
Which I think he directed too, right?
Yeah. Really good movie.
I don't think he's in it.
He's
in it?
He's the star.
He's Unforgiven.
I can't. When Morgan Freeman and Gene Hackman are on the screen, I don't see anybody else.
That's a good point.
Shorts!
Never forget.
Never forget the shorts.
It's been 3 minutes since someone yelled it.
Michelle?
Million Dollar Baby.
Yeah.
The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Oh, going deep. I like it. The Gauntlet. I love it. I love when people are like, what? Like, I'd make up the name of a movie. It's one of the Dirty Harry films. Look it up. Nick?
Gran Torino.
Yeah, what? Michelle? This is exciting.
Sons of Iwo Jima.
Yeah. Whoa. Oh, so close.
I was confidently saying something and it wasn't totally right. I know.
You shouldn't jump in with one that's not totally right. We're looking for right answers only. Jeopardy style. So Michelle's out. What do you got, Doogie?
Fistful of Dollars.
Nice.
Okay. I'm gonna go ahead and clean that up, Michelle.
Thank you.
And say The Flags of Our Fathers.
No!
Sons! I fucked it up. I'm out.
That makes me feel better.
Yeah. Nick?
Million Dollar Baby.
What? So that,
son of a bitch.
That's all right. He can say one we've said already, but he gets another choice.
Pink Cadillac?
Yeah. I can't believe I'm out this early. I can think of like a million other ones. Doogie?
For a Few Dollars More.
It's back to you already, Nick. It's going to come back fast now.
What's the one with the chimp?
The one with the chimp?
Or is it an... orangutan, right?
Gorillas in the Mist.
Don't say it.
Oh, you're
Right. Wait, was he in two primate movies?
Yes!
Wow.
Don't help him anymore.
You're thinking of Ronald Reagan.
You've told him there's two movies that he can pick from. Too big of a clue. Right, you get fixated on those.
I know.
He's got so many other ones.
I always think better when people are chanting. Concentrate.
Why am I failing so badly?
I love it. A guy just yelled out to help you out. Clint Eastwood. Because people are going crazy. There's probably hardly a person in the audience that doesn't have at least one that we haven't said yet.
I can't help but think of Back to the Future 3.
Look closely, you'll see a young Bruce Willis.
Oh, here we go.
The baseball one that just came out.
Yes! The baseball one that just came out. Classic. Classic Clint Eastwood.
That's a good one.
The baseball one.
Yeah. What the hell's that called?
Somebody's yelling Amy Adams, you jerk. That's Timber Lame.
I'm failing, man. I can't come up with something.
You can't come up with Trouble with the Curve?
Trouble with the Curve!
So Doogie's our winner. Doogie did it.
And it was Way of the Moose. Nick, you were thinking of Any Which Way But Loose.
Yeah, and Every Which Way You Can. And what else, you guys?
Outlaw Josie Wales.
Did somebody say American Sniper?
The Clint Eastwood story.
Old
guys in space!
Letters of Iwo Jima. Jersey Boys. Letters from Iwo Jima, yeah. I said that.
What was the name? What of Iwo Jima? What is the actual?
Letters.
Emails.
Letters.
Emails from Iwo Jima.
Text emoticons from Iwo Jima.
It'd be like, frowny face.
Snapchat from Iwo Jima.
Starving.
Asian guy.
Hungry guy. Flag raising.
What was J. Edgar and what was the one with Angelina Jolie? Changeling? And Deadpool, Mystic River, Escape from Alcatraz.
Oh, yeah.
Space Cowboys.
That's the only movie I've ever walked out of was Space Cowboys.
Really? Were you like, I'm too old for this shit? Or, they're too old for this shit? Clint Eastwood's a good one, because he's certainly got a lot of titles, and he goes way back. City Heat! Bridges of Madison County.
Huh. Oh, how did we forget that?
I said Jersey Boys. You guys are just yelling out shit I've already said now. Bloodwork, that's right. Two Meals for Sister Sarah. I Play Stripper.
That's a good one.
Escape from Alcatraz.
Are people just on IMDb already right now?
Yeah. That's the fun thing about this game, is everybody can think of one and then yells it at you like you're stupid. You fucking idiot! Who doesn't remember that Clint Eastwood was in...
What were the monkey movies?
Still in here. Every Which Way But Loose and Every Which Way You Can.
Oh.
One of them is supposedly better than the other one. But I haven't gone that deep to really compare the two. I know that the orangutan flips people off in both. There's an old lady who looks like an orangutan, and between the two of them, you will piss yourself with laughter. You'll lose your mind. Doogie, what do you got to plug before we wrap this thing up?
I guess check out my books, Everything Explained Through Flowcharts and 100 Ghosts. Thank you. And check me out online at Doogie Horner or doogiehorner.com. Thank you. Woo!
Make sure, thanks for being here. Make sure that the belt guy gets his belt back.
Yeah, I'm going to give that back to you. That's a really nice belt.
Give it back to him right now.
I don't want his pants to fall down.
I'm worried about it. Because it's a nice belt. It's just sitting up. Face down on the stage.
Yeah, it's got heft.
There you go. Come get your belt. How do you keep your pants up without it? What did he say to you? What did he compliment?
He said he saw me open for Pete Holmes and I was really great. And the last
There's
time
something
I'm...
about opening for Pete Holmes that makes everybody look great. But...
Pete Holmes. I did call him Pete Holmes the last time I was on here. And I was like, no, I didn't. And then I listened to the podcast and I was like, oh, I did call him Pete Holmes.
I thought you did.
Pete House.
And, That's cool. Where was that at? Did he sell you there?
I think that was here in Helium, right?
Yeah. Yeah, go see Doogie and Pete Holmes and Michelle Bloom. What do you got coming up, Michelle?
I'm around Philly. You can sign up for my mailing list on my website at balloon.com. I will be at the Joke Joint in Houston next month, July. Been drinking, can't remember the dates. Please look at my website.
July, just find a comedy club in Houston and camp it out.
Give an excellent
Wait
chance.
For Michelle to yeah. show up.
And I'll be there and get my CD. You can be an asshole on astrecords.com if you want a physical copy or on iTunes. Please.
What do they get with a physical copy? Like, what's the bonus to buying a physical copy?
Well,
is there liner notes? Did you write a little message inside?
I don't want to sort of ruin the record label's deal. But I guess, because I think that if you want to have like a thing to put in something, then that's the bonus.
That's the title of your next album: A Thing to Put in Something.
Table and you need to like sort of balance it out, like that would work.
Yeah, that's what those come in handy for these days.
Or iTunes, come on, everybody.
It's all about downloads these days, but some people still like a physical copy.
And I actually have two more on me, so if anybody wants to buy one,
if you want to buy one tonight,
they're $75 each.
Who's got 75? Let's start the bidding at 75.
I should have brought more.
For you two, could be an asshole. What's it called?
You can be an asshole.
You can be an asshole. What asshole is $75? No bidders. If it was for charity, I bet you we'd get it.
Fifteen.
Who 20, says 15?
20 if you're an asshole.
Who's got 20? Who's got a 20 there? You can buy one right now.
You want over 20?
I see a lot of hands up.
You want over 20? Done.
She'll
Sold
meet you at the bar.
Does anybody want the next one for $10?
Shirts both got deals. One got a better deal than the other one.
I'll meet you after. I got the green room.
It's back there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The jokes are better
than
the $20 copy.
Yeah. Right. No, you got it.
Nick, what's going on with you? You're on the Preston and Steve program on WMMR 93.3. Also available as a podcast.
Yeah, you can get it on our new website, which is WMMR.com and PrestonandSteve.com. I'll be appearing at the Dave Matthews Band concert later tonight.
Shorts.
What time does Dave Matthews go on?
I've been wearing the shorts. I'm never taking these off yet. Dave Matthews goes on in like an hour and a half.
Oh, beautiful. And it's a rain or shine show? It's raining
out
there. Yeah,
and fortunately I work at a radio station, so I got seats and I'm not out on the lawn like the peasants. Oh,
They got covered seats in Camden, New Jersey?
Yeah, they got a lot in Camden.
Short.
Like I said shorts, it sounded like sharts. That's your accent.
We do those.
Hey, shots.
Our show doesn't we don't do shout-outs, we do shart-outs. Because we're classy, and farts are funny.
It's because you're assy.
But you can follow me on Twitter at Nick McElwain 1 and Instagram and all that stuff.
That's easy to spell. Like I don't know. Can't do it.
Can't do it.
That's a guy who called you a shithead, I bet. M
Doogsilwain.
Nicely done.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how you spell that. And if you need to spell Doogie Horner, you've got problems. And oh. Michelle Balloon is with one L.
Yes, B-I-L-O-N. Thank you.
Doug. Yeah, yeah. Two L's in Michelle, of course.
Yeah, two L's.
One M.
One N.
Two E's.
No silent letters.
A silent Z.
Yeah. I got
no
it.
No numbers. No commas.
One more round of applause for all of my guests. Always a blast doing shows here at Helium and in Philadelphia, and thanks you guys for coming out and for selling it out weeks ago, and I'll do it again as soon as possible. And as always...
We love you, Doug!
Okay, those two people are shitheads. I just didn't know that the pause wasn't for to get some love. The pause was to figure out what the hell this is. Jiggery Pokery is a shithead? Is that a thing? Jiggery Pokery? Did I say it right? All right. Good one, Noah. And whoever broke Jose Aldo's rib is a shithead.
The city of Lethbridge.